Getting a lot of sunshine right now. And every couple of weeks, we talk with Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, and get his audio auto reviews. The written stuff is at live88.5.com. And Jim's on the line now. Hello, Jim.
Hello there.
Hi. Tell us about the Kia Rio sedan. We've talked about the Kia Rio. What was it that we talked about?
This was a hatchback. It was a five-door.
Right.
And really nice car. I mean, I enjoyed it a lot. I hadn't driven a Rio before.
Right.
As a matter of fact, up until, I'd say, the last year or so, I had never even actually looked at Kia seriously. I mean, I remember several years ago, Car and Driver magazine did some sort of a comparison, and I don't remember which Kia it was, but this is back in the early days when Kia was, more or less, well, maybe not a joke, but they certainly were a new guy in town and not taken seriously, and Car and Driver mentioned that the engine made a funny nose-blowing sound.
That's good.
That is gone. At least it's gone from the Rio and the Optima, the two of the cars that I've driven recently, and these are fine vehicles. Like, the Rio really blows me away. It's kind of, in the market niche would be the Toyota Yaris or the Honda Fit, and yet you get inside and it feels more like a Civic or a Corolla. It's not really a lot bigger. I mean, maybe an inch in the wheelbase.
Right.
But it's just a very nice car. Good suspension. It handles well. It's got decent rubber on it. The only real flaw I could find with it, the engine is a little bit buzzy when it's cold. It's like, you just woke me up. Leave me alone, Mom. Another 5 minutes.
Mom,
I want you to drive along for a while. It's fine.
The styling isn't so bad in these either.
I think it's a great-looking car. Again, if you sit it next to the Fit or the Yaris,
right,
there's no comparison. This is a really nice... Again, it looks like it belongs more in the Corolla or the Civic class, and I dare say it's better looking than either of those ones either. It's also nice to drive, and this one I had, the four-door sedan, again, a big trunk and fully loaded, it came in at 21.7.
Wow!
And by fully loaded, that means push-button start. It had Bluetooth, of course. It had the nav system, the backup camera, heated leather seats, sunroof, automatic climate control, you name it. This little car has it for $22,000.
Awesome. Sounds like a winner.
I'm amazed.
And we'll talk about the RAV4 Sport in just a second with Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. It's Ottawa's alternative rock, Live 88.5. You'll find out at around this time on Monday morning. It's Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, and we already got a chance to talk about the Kia Rio sedan, and Jim's on the line this morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
How about the RAV4 Sport now?
The RAV4 is a really nice vehicle. This has always been, it's the so-called cute ute segment. So the competition would be things like the Volkswagen Tiguan, Kia Sportage, I guess, the Honda CR-V, which has a brand new model out right now, which I haven't had a chance to drive yet. Should have in the next few weeks.
Right.
But anyway, the RAV4 has always been one of my favorite ones in this niche. And again, this one I really like. I still have it. I have it for another couple of days, and I'm enjoying driving it. The only problem I have with it is, according to the Monroney, that's the thing, the window sticker thing, it's called the RAV4 four-wheel drive V6 Sport.
Mm-hmm.
And as is Toyota's wont sometimes, they've got a lot of nerve putting a sport badge on the side of the
A little too soft to be a sport?
Not really, but you would think if it has something like sport, it would at least have a manually shifting automatic transmission.
It doesn't, let
alone paddles. It's just your regular automatic transmission. It's a 5-speed. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Just don't call it sport. it shifts fine.
Yeah.
It's the 3.5-liter engine, which is very nice. I mean, it moves you along nicely. It's the V6. You can also get a 4. You can also get a third-row seat in a RAV4. This one doesn't have it, but I imagine that might make things a little bit cramped, but still, not too bad. This one also with all-wheel drive, comfortable, lots of room in the back seat, of course, lots of storage space. The thing that drives me nuts about the RAV4, however, is the hatch. Now, Honda used to do this with the CR-V, too, in that the hatch is hinged on the right side of the vehicle, so instead of flipping up like a tailgate, it opens like a conventional door. not necessarily a big deal if you're in a shopping center parking lot or something, but if you're angle parked, or sorry, if you're parallel parked against the curb and you want to get your groceries in, you hold the handle to open the doors on the other side of you, and then it opens against the curb, actually blocking your way in. I just think that's dumb.
Yep. So maybe it's designed for, I don't know, left-hand lane driving.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, it's true. You know, that could be true because they drive on the other side of the road in Japan.
Oh, there you go.
But, I mean, since when has Toyota and the Japanese not being able to figure out the markets they're selling in? I mean, they've come in and they've dominated.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you get 269 horsepower, and that's a lot of fun.
Wow.
Overall, I mean, it's a really nice vehicle. This one came in with no options, 32,565 plus the usual, environmental handling fees and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it came in to about 34 grand, which is not really too bad. I think my favorite in this segment is still the Tiguan, but this one is right up there.
Very good. Well, if you want to read Jim's reviews, you can go to live885.com and click on the startup engine. And thanks for telling us about this, Jim.
My pleasure.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
Eastbound on the 417. Slow at time.